Today we're talking to Natasha Naidu. She is one of our sales representatives in our Lashit Durban branch, and she is responsible for sales coordination and coastal in the coastal region. Welcome, Natasha.
Thank you, Mr. Lowe. It's good to be on.
So, Natasha, you sit there in Durban. Firstly, I think we're all jealous. You've got the better weather position than we do here in Joburg. So, how long have you been there?
I first started at Lashit Tours in 2004, coming straight out of high school a year later. I've been here now for going on 16 years. Well, I'm actually giving my age away now.
That's 16 years, huh? That's actually, when you just said that to me, I just had to remind myself how long that is. And what an incredible commitment that is to one company.
This is the company to be in.
So you literally went from high school or from school into Lashit?
Yes, I completed my matric in 2002 and worked around for a year. And then I started my first actual job, which was at this amazing company, on the 1st of March 2004. And here I am still 16 years later.
Well, then it's probably appropriate to say we've spoken to some of the team members in Lashit, and this is how they summarized you. People who know you would consider you to be warm, caring, and with that, I would also like to know, what is the special meaning behind your name?
Born on Christmas, and we all know what Christmas brings.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my word, Natasha, I didn't even know that.
Amazing, hey? And Christmas brings us joy and love and care and everything good to go with it. I consider I'm just lucky.
So being 16 years in a company, I'm going to assume you fulfilled many, many roles. And I know that you also grew with the Durban branch. You have a title, and yes, you have an accountability or responsibility that we allocate on a daily basis to ourselves.
Yes.
But you do a lot more than that. So we have briefly covered your title, but what do you do and what is your position in your own words?
In my current position, I'm actually responsible for ensuring the coastal regions align to meet their sales targets and goals, which we set for a period under review. With the guidance of my regional sales manager, Wayne Cryer, we oversee the coastal region, which includes Namibia, Cape Town, East London, PE, Swaziland, and KZN being our biggest. We ensure and oversee that we are achieving success in the industry and that our reps and our agents offer the best possible service. And the main thing for me is to ensure that our client relationships are met and serviced and maintained. And more importantly, the communication that we have on a day-to-day basis, which allows us to meet our highest service level in this company that we have to offer. Well, that is what Lashit is about. So we continue to strive to be our best.
So I can obviously hear in your voice where they refer to very warm and caring person. And I know that you ultimately go to the ends of the earth for your customers. But on a personal note, in the last 5 months, how do you still sound so passionate about getting the job done, even though personally the last 5 months has probably not been the easiest 5 months in your life?
It basically boils down to the brand that we work for. I mean, Lashit Tools, we stand out in the industry. We are Lashit because not only do we have the strength of 91 years of experience behind us, but we ensure that the service and the products that we manufacture and the service that we give out to the industry is of the excellence. For me, Lashit is Lashit. There can be nothing. Lashit is my baby, if I can put it that way.
Absolutely. You and 600 other 50 people hopefully feel the same way, Natasha.
I think there's lots more people that actually know what Lashit has actually worked in this industry.
Yeah, I mean, for us, when I think about the last 5 months, I just go to gratefulness that, you know, that we have had clients that's been so loyal to us in this process. We've been very fortunate to get some good sales out there on a monthly basis. And that's despite the challenges and the environment in which we find ourselves in. And there is something to say to that, that it does come down to the people. You know, the product doesn't move itself out of a warehouse. A product doesn't silently call a customer to explain to them how good they are. It comes down to the people engaging with our customers and giving 100%. Them the commercial reasons and the reasons why they should stock our brand and what that then for them means in return for them as their clients and their businesses.
That's it.
So, I want to ask you a few personal questions.
Go for it.
You're a strong and you're a determined woman. What I'd like to know is who is one of your greatest role models in life?
Okay, don't laugh.
Yeah.
I would say Jennifer Lopez, we all know, J-Lo.
Yes.
For me, she did not only conquer the entertainment industry, but she has so many successful businesses under her leadership. And being a woman, that is something that you can take with you with the walks of life. And most importantly, she's come from such humble beginnings. Jenny on the block, now Jenny with the dollars. So for me, you know, I really think she's an amazing woman to stand up to. And not many of us can actually do that, but she's made it.
Well, firstly, I will never laugh when you mention that name. I mean, that name, I mean, what Jennifer Lopez has done in her life. And what she's reached and managed to do, and you know, I'm now switching off a little bit in the sense where, you know, Jamie is definitely a little performer, and that's your daughter, and I would have come to her name anyway, but she's a little performer. Are you trying to raise a small J-Lo?
No, definitely not. Jamie and I are very, very different. Jamie's a very headstrong person, very independent. We actually find ourselves butting heads very often because she has, for an 8-year-old, she has her own mindset. And that's not a bad thing in the world that we live today. Being a woman, it's actually what you need to go forward in life. So I'm actually quite proud of this little girl.
I can just imagine. You know, so it leads me on to my next conversation where this is a unique one. So not only do you work for Lasher, but your husband does too. And you guys work in the same offices. Firstly, who's the boss?
We'll decide that a bit later.
Well, if I can answer to anybody listening, it's Natasha. But yeah, so you've got Prashant and also works for us and also been very loyal to us for a very long time. Yes. Is it easy? Do you find it as a benefit to work together with your husband, or how do you see that?
I think the reason we actually work well together is when it comes to work, it's work. When it's home, it's home. We try very much to not let each thing interfere with our lives. And the most important thing is that if we've got to take each other on, it's constructive. So if we've got to have something going on at work or whatever it is, and I've got something to say, and you know me, I'm going to say it. And if he's got something to say, he's going to come on strong. Like, I have to have this price or whatever it is, but that's the way it is.
And tell me when you've got get home at night and it's you and Prashant and it's Jamie, does work get left at home or does it go home with you?
Well, in our case, we've actually got to be available all the time because you'll find our awesome customers calling Prashant or myself, please can I have this or please can you send me wheelbarrows or I want 1,000 spades or whatever it is. At the end of the day, whether it's after hours or not, we still want to ensure that we are making our brand go further. And as a couple working for Lasher, it's our main focus to ensure that we have our jobs and we are doing our utmost.
So I want everybody to listen to this for a moment. Just bear with me. So I'm speak to Natasha Naidu. I've given you and told you who she a little bit is for us in Durban, the role she's played for the last 16 years. She's also got her husband with us. And I just want you to know that next time you make contact with her or she makes contact with you or anybody at Lasha, that there's always people behind, you know, what we are, the brand, that there's people behind the brand. And that's part of why we wanted to highlight this, that I just asked her a personal question about how it is at home, and she brought the clients back into it. That's the passion that sits, the fire that sits within the Lasha crew. So I need to ask you a deeper personal question, but we all have experienced hardships in our lives. It's part of how we grow and learn, and you've got a daughter now that you're passing on all the, you know, the right and wrong things we've done in our lives. So what hardships have you encountered in your life that's either made you stronger or helped you see life differently? Would you mind sharing anything with us?
Well, hardships, going there, it's been, for me personally, it's been a journey to achieve success. And looking at where I've come today, considering the past and, you know, with everything to go with that, I'm actually quite happy to say I have achieved that success in the working world as a woman. Yeah. I've overcome many obstacles in life that prevented me from a young age, but also very important with that, it's the person beside me that has helped me overcome the obstacles in life, that's kept me grounded, being the anchor. And, you know, all I can say is going forward in life, if you have somebody that is there to push you, go for it.
Oh, thanks, Natasha. And tell me, is there anything else you would like to add or share with us, or thank anybody or say anything?
For me, what I would like to tell the industry is Lasha Tools, we are the master of intelligence in the tool world. We stand by what we do, and we always try to take our brand to a higher purpose. Yes, things are hard out there right now, but keep your head up high. Just keep going. It's tough, but remember, we are built for greatness. Get your focus back. Think massive thoughts, live life from the inside out, and just feel with what's in your heart and just live your life the way it should be.
Thank you so much, Natasha. And then as a message from everybody that works here down in Johannesburg particularly, that I just wanted to say to you that I know we're not a perfect business. I know we don't always get it right, but thank you very much for your courage. And thank you very much for your determination and your passion to always, you know, help us. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we're 650 people. Everybody has a role to create the ultimate user experience. But you've got such a fantastic role. And I just want to say thank you to you and Prashen. You know, thank you for the sacrifices that you make at home in order to make sure that our clients and our business and the brand and everybody that relies on us at the front line to make it happen on a daily basis. Thank you that you are so consistent in your execution.
Thank you.
We bless you and your family, Natasha, and we hope for another great 16 to 17 years together.
Oh, awesome. I would just, you know, just to add in there, I would just like to say thank you to Lasha Tools itself. Thank you to Mr. Ian Kendall. Thank you to our beautiful lady that's no longer with us, Kathy Coates, for bringing me and instilling in me the values that I have working at Lasha Tools today, and for giving me that opportunity to actually be a part of this amazing family. There's nowhere I would rather be. If I was given anything else to choose from, I'd never leave this company unless I was kicked out.
Well, on that note. But thank you for bringing the memory of Kathy in as well. I think we all feel the same way. And
amazing woman.
Thank you very much, Natasha, and thank you very much for your time, and have a wonderful day down there in Durban. We're very jealous of your
It's a beautiful day. It's beautiful.
You can skip that. Okay, we're fine. Okay, we'll just sit in the cold, windy day in Joburg.
I feel for you. I feel for you.
Natasha, have a wonderful day, and thank you once again for your time. Cheers.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Cheers. Bye.